You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly Ray Parlour. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Well, Ray.
How you doing, Al?
I'm good. A strange set of results we had midweek.
Well, I'm sure Chelsea would have been walking into the dressing room after the game, disappointed because they had that penalty.
They were disappointed.
Oh, you was definitely disappointed with your
2-1,
your little bet you had.
But Costa, you numpty.
But then you looked at the results: Spurs drawing away to Sunderland, and then Arsenal was the big one, losing at the Emirates. I thought Arsenal were absolute certainties. I mean, 9-2 on, I think they were. And just looking at the situation, I thought, well, didn't them players just turn up and think they can win the game? I think a lot of them, the attitudes probably were a little bit wrong.
We were talking about Watford going down, weren't we? So,
well, Mazzarri would have been under pressure, I'm sure. I mean, I looked at the next manager to be sacked, and he was 3-1, Al. So,
what's your bet you've had again?
Well, I've had no managers to get sacked till the end of the season. So as soon as they kick off that last game of the season, if no one's been sacked, we win with money. But we had 33-1, Al. We was in the pub one day, all my mates are there and whatever.
You're always in the pub.
I know I am, I enjoy it. I'm not in there as much as you, but I'm in there quite often. But we was all in there, and I said, look, I don't know who's going to be sacked here. Karanka's the favourite, Borough, to get sacked.
Well, he's trying
to get sacked. Ranieri now is coming right in. He's 7-2. Mazzarri obviously has gone out now because of the result against Arsenal. But I thought all the bottom teams, Hull, Swansea, Crystal Palace, they've all got new managers. So why would they sack him? David Moyes, he's under pressure anyway. He's no money to spend. I know he's brought a few players in and out, but he's had to sell Van Aanholt to get them players in. So I don't think David Moyes would be sacked. So who was out there? So we had a few quid on. Not loads, Al, because they don't let you put these bets on, do they? Lots of money.
I hope your old boss doesn't let you down.
What?
He'll
be there definitely to the end of the season, whatever happens.
So that was a huge. Well, it done my bet, had a treble going, got it all up. Arsenal, I was counting my money, couldn't believe it. 2-0 down after 10 minutes or something.
2-0 down, 10th minute. I think Kapui scored, ex Tottenham. And then Deeney got the second after 13 minutes. And they've still got plenty of time, though, to get back in the game. He changed it second half, which helped them because. Yeah. Giroud's a good player, there's no doubt. But when you're playing three big centre-halves against him, he's very easy to mark. He hasn't got the movement like Sanchez.
Correct.
So what he did second half, he took Giroud off, put Sanchez up top, Wilcott come on the right-hand side, and there's a little bit more pace about him. I thought you had to have pace against Watford because they're very static at the back. If you can just stand next to someone, it's easy to mark. And look, I'm not knocking Giroud, but with Sanchez up there, they didn't know where they was coming or going.
I tell you what's interesting, talking about Deeney, I spoke to Deeney the other day on radio, and he was saying that Millwall, who knocked him out the cup at the Den, he admitted, he said, we were too soft.
Yeah.
They charged about, they smashed into us, we had no response. And I said, well, you're an aggressive player. He said, yeah, I know, but the boys, we went up for it. So
well,
we deserve to be knocked out.
When you're playing in the FA Cup against lower division sides, a Millwall decent side, you have to win the battle.
Yeah.
You know, you have to tell the players around
first
you.
First 20 minutes, throw your sleeves up.
This is not going to be like the Premier League. It's not going to be as many. There's going to be white people in your faces, winning them tackles, and probably a referee lets you get away a little bit more in them sort of FA Cup games. So we had it. We had the problem third round.
Yeah.
You always get to Port Vale away, Carlisle away, all these sort of games. You have to win the battle before you can play your football.
I agree. So that was a huge disappointment for the Arsenal. And it helped Watford get up the table. What about Sunderland? Sunderland 0, Spurs 0. That's a long way back, Tottenham on that bus. Mm. They'd have been gutted.
Oh, they would have been gutted. I think they had probably 11, 12 corners. It was all Tottenham. You know, very unlucky not to win the game. But Sunderland, look, fighting spirit. That's what you want to see from this side. I mean, David Moyes will be delighted getting a point against the Spurs side, who are very good going forward. Clean sheet as well, which is a real bonus for David Moyes. Look, the problem is always going to be scoring goals. Defoe, they kept him, which is a massive boost for them after the transfer window's closed. So, look, I don't know who's going to go down at the moment. The bottom is such a tight one. Are we Swansea winning? With Palace winning now?
Yeah.
You know, these teams like Bournemouth, they could be dragged into it slowly. Mm. And they need a couple of results themselves. But look, Sunderland, credit to them. David Moyes, whether he's got enough to keep him up, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly it's a good point for Sunderland.
I suppose at home, Borough coming up at the weekend. Now, the big one for me, Liverpool against Chelsea. Chelsea disappointed me a bit in that the manager, Too many spare players at the back for me. You know, Liverpool were swarming around the midfield. They were first to the ball many occasions. I don't think the two wide boys got going for Chelsea.
No.
Willem and Moses, I don't think they got going. But in saying that, you know, there they were, 1-0 up. Liverpool then come back storming into it, didn't they? Got the equaliser and looked as if they could go on. And then, you know, Costa misses a penalty and a great chance as well for Pedro, who came on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, Firmino had a chance.
He had a really good chance.
So perhaps a draw was the right
result.
I think
it was a fair result. I think it was. I think Liverpool's second half were much better. They really come out and he changed the system a little bit more attack-minded. Obviously, he got the equaliser, which was very important for Liverpool. And it could have gone either way then. Oh, look, they'd be kicking themselves. Chelsea kicking themselves. Penalty kick to win the game, probably.
See, we're talking about betting Brazil, you know, what a difference that made.
What was we talking about? Hazard as well.
I know.
They just took him off.
I know.
He would have been on that pitch and took that penalty.
He'd have scored.
And you
I had 95. I had a big bet to win 900. Well, 95. I had a 2-1 correct score as well. You know, I was staring a few bags and I'm like, go on.
I'm sure TalkSport will go and he ain't going to turn up if Hicks comes in the morning. So, look, lucky enough, he did turn up and he was on the show. So, look. That's what football's all about. You know, you get your opportunities. That's why the smaller sides, when they play the bigger sides, when they get their opportunity, they've got to take it. Got to take the chances
they get. So, Ray, this weekend then, you've got a busy weekend. You've got soccer AM in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saturday morning.
You're on the old Barry Sheen bike. Whoosh.
Yeah, I'm going to be...
Around to the bridge, Chelsea-Arsenal.
Well, that show finishes at 11:30. I think it's 12:30 kickoff, isn't it? So I can't take a chance with probably a car. Because you know what the traffic's like around Chelsea. Like, I can walk. If they drop me nearby, you walk into the stadium itself. But really looking forward to the game. Chelsea will go into the game, massive favourites to win, because Arsenal haven't got a great record down at Stamford Bridge. He did when we was playing now. We had some cracking games down there. I mean, I remember Carnu scoring a hat-trick. I remember Silvino. Remember him?
Did
left
he
back?
Have the biggest feet in football, Carnu?
Size 14. Wow. Size 14. They were like canoes. He could have gone down the Thames in one of them.
Unbelievable.
Silvino scoring at left in 98, Nigel Winterburn scoring on the left-hand side as well. So we've had some brilliant games.
Have they got the character to go there?
Well, they've got to have the character. This is going to be a real test for them, because if you're a top player, which they've got top players, there's no doubt, but you've got to go to places like Chelsea. When you just lost home to Watford, you've got to bounce back.
And
you see how they... I don't know how to call this one, really. I mean, it depends on what Arsenal team turn up, but they're capable of beating Chelsea. And Chelsea, obviously, we know, a very strong unit. They're good at going forward. They will create chances. But I've sat on the fence with this one, Al. I think you're going with Chelsea, but
I've gone with a draw.
I think a draw. Arsenal could go there and get a draw maybe in the early kickoff, which would be a good point for Arsenal.
Do you know what, talking I'm going to go on now to Palace Sunderland, but just before I do, Man City, who were so impressive, weren't they?
Yeah.
Against West Ham, Ray.
Well,
now they are the team that I think could go on a run.
He made a couple of big decisions as well,
they could be Chelsea's
left
danger.
Left Aguero out against West Ham on the bench, and Bravo, your best goalkeeper, I know you like him, but they left him out as well. Caballero come in, clean sheet, so he's got to keep him in there, surely, Caballero. But Jesus, I think that's how you pronounce his name, but he looks a real player, I'll tell you. This kid is going to be a real star in the Premier League because his movement, his pace, scored a goal as well. And he's going to be one of the top players in the Premier League. So look, Man City, very capable, going on a run. Got company coming back in as well, which is a big boost for them as well.
So I think Chelsea will be watching City, I really do. Palace against Sunderland. So Davy Moyes, I don't know what, maybe it's because he's a Glaswegian, but I still think Davy can save Sunderland. I do. If you look at the table now, whereas Big Sam got his first win, I probably just think Palace can nick it, but this is a tough game.
Yeah, really tough. I mean, you look at it, Palace, very important win that was. Played three at the back against Bournemouth, really defended well and took their chances. You know, Scott Dan getting the first goal, and they kept going in. And Christian Benteke popped up with a header. It was good. Look, I think they had to keep him. You know, there was lots of talk that he might move on. He might be not a Sam Allardyce sort of player, but he can score you goals. If he gets service in the box, he will score you a goal. So, brilliant win for Palace at Bournemouth. And this one, I'm going to have to go with Palace. I think Palace, I will get a big boost from that.
Sunderland brought
a little bit of belief.
They brought a few players in. You wouldn't call them top class players.
Oviedo, Gibson, from Everton.
At least he's freshened it up.
Well, David Moyes is bringing lots of players in who he knows.
Everton.
He knows exactly how they're going to train every day. He knows exactly what they're going to bring to the team. And he's had to bring someone in. Van Gaal went for big money, 14 million quid. So they've reinvested that money to try and keep him up this season. So whether it's going to be a tall order or not, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly I think Palace might get a lot of belief and confidence from winning at Bournemouth and maybe win here at Selhurst Park against Sunderland.
I tell you what, we're talking about earlier, and some of our listeners to the podcast might not have heard us on TalkSport, but the guy who had the £10 accumulator... Oh. Unbelievable. Now, what did he have? He had two left or three left?
He had Watford to win. He had so many unbelievable bets. I think he had them all in. Watford, he had Palace to win away. He had Burnley. I think he had, obviously, Liverpool to draw. And he had Sunderland was a big price
as well.
He
stands to win. Is it 1.3 million for 1.6. Tenner? 1.6 million.
And he was going on, he was going on the Wednesday games, West Ham to beat Man City. And he was going on Stoke City to beat Everton.
So pretty good he cashed out.
I really hope he cashed out because you'll be sitting there. And I think the offer was about 60 odd grand, wasn't it, Al?
Yeah.
For a cash out.
So for a tenner.
You've got to take that, surely.
Yeah, for a tenner.
The other bet he could have done was put Man City in a draw, Everton in a draw to cover himself. But I don't know if he would have done
that. If you're having a tenner on, he wouldn't be going out and having 10 grand on.
Well,
you
should get 100 grand, I would have had. Yeah. I would have had 100 grand on Man City in a draw.
Maybe a professional punter might have contacted him. So I'll give you 100 grand.
Exactly.
And I'll deal with it.
And let me do the bet. And
so
then
you should
do
that, Ray. You've got that type of money.
No, I think you should do that, Al. So I think I could just see you finishing TalkSport and then being that sort of guy.
Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's the betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match, okay? So you get a £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, and it's ALEN capital 60. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposit up to £60. Also, look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only, offers for new customers only. Terms apply, betting should be fun. So please, 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 gamble responsibly. Hey, by the way, it's the Super Bowl coming up this
week. Yeah, looking forward to that. You going with the...
I'm going the outsiders. I'm told there's nothing between them.
I think the favourites will win. You going with Atlanta.
Hello, Dan Marino. Atlanta. You in American football?
Should we have a bottle of bubbly on it?
Yes, I've got the Falcons, right?
You go to Falcons, I'll go New England.
No, Leicester,
That'd be the 15 he owes me then.
Leicester against Man United. Leicester now are in serious, serious problems. I know there's Champions League coming up. Ranieri, to be fair, he was unlucky.
It was handball.
It was handball, and they could have got a penalty just before that. Yeah, Vardy went down. So all of a sudden, Ranieri's having a pop at the fourth official and the ref.
Well, maybe last year, they was getting that little bit of luck, weren't they, when they won the league? You know, maybe getting decisions going their way, but now... You know, they've got to really be looking over their shoulder now because they are definitely all the bottom sides. Swansea are improving. Palace, we know, will have a good run under Sam Allardyce. You fancy Sunderland. Hull City have showed a bit of a resurgence. I think
he's galvanised.
Everybody was scratching their head. Who's he? Who's Marco Silva? But he's really got a reaction out of the players. So I think if you look up to, who would you look up to, Al? Would you look up to Bournemouth on 26? Well, would you look up higher?
No, you've got to look
Southampton, Watford, 27?
And I would have said Watford until that result at the Emirates.
They're only 8 points, Al, Watford and Southampton, in front of Crystal Palace in third from bottom.
Well, to be honest, I think you're right, Ray. I think Southampton will get out of trouble when they get all the players
back.
They'll
be too good, yeah.
But Watford down 27, 26 Bournemouth, Middlesbrough, Leicester, Swansea all in 21. They are banging it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're banging it. But, you know... Probably. There's still a lot of points to play for,
isn't there? And you only got to get a little run. You've got to keep your key players fit, all these bottom sides.
I wonder if Josie's gotten his head after that draw.
Well, he's got the hump in him. He's the Mooney special. Well, he ain't the special one at the moment. He's the Mooney one.
And Leicester could turn it on against them. Look, you know, you look what they did to City.
Yeah. Yeah, Vardy's scoring a hat trick. They need a performance like that. That's going to get them. You know, but Manchester United need to bounce back now. Poor result against Hull. You know, they were 2-11 on Al. So you really, it's a free bet really to put in your accumulator. Man United have got to win that game, but credit to Hull, they really battled and the keeper had a blinder, absolute blinder in goal, kept them in it, and then they can nix it at the end. Hernandez had a really good chance at the end.
Yeah.
But Manchester United, again, I'm talking about Arsenal after coming off a defeat. I know it wasn't a defeat against Hull, but it seemed like a defeat for Jose and his players that you've got to bounce back. You've got to get your big players to say, okay, we've got to go to the KP Stadium now and really perform. And, you know, that's where you'll see if he has got a good squad and a capable squad of getting in that top four.
Liverpool go to Hull, Ray. Let me get your view on this. Klopp, we know he has intense training methods. Mm. He had that in Germany, didn't he? He really works his players every day hard. They run all day for him. But this is a little bit different in the Premier League. And I just wonder if the one or two of them are getting a bit jaded with so many games coming on. And, of course, top versus bottom three is not as easy as what it is in Germany.
Well, I thought
so
he
I
might...
just wonder if it's catching up with some of these players. He may have to change next season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought he might go into the market and buy a couple of players. I might a left back, maybe. I know James Milner's done a brilliant job there, but he could be used in midfield then. You could make it. I think he'll do a great job in central midfield as well at times. So that would give him more options.
Well, he'll always do your job anyway, Ray, but if you're talking about the best, see, I don't think Chan's the best. I don't think Milner's the best.
You asked Liverpool fans, I think he was player of the season last year, and I think that he never lets them down.
We had a phone in the other day, they were all agreeing with me.
What? I'm talking about Milner. Milner's been.
What age is he? 42.
He's been superb for Liverpool.
Yeah, but you're going to take on the best and win.
I think he's still got a lot of improvement to make. There's no doubt. But I've seen signs that he could be a top midfielder. Up there playing for a club like Liverpool, because Liverpool are a top team, and I think he doesn't look out of place if he plays in that central midfield alongside Henderson.
One of the other games.
Are you going to go for that one, Al? Are you going for Liverpool win?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not as easy as what it was 4 or 5 weeks
ago. This is a lot more pressurised job for both sides. Yes. Hull City trying to get out of trouble. Liverpool trying to stay in that top four. So
I think if Liverpool got off to fly and score first, it's over.
I think Coutinho, Firmino, a little bit too much movement.
Burnley, we know the home form's keeping them up. You know, you look at the table, they're fantastic. But that's home form. But I think they'll fancy the chances at Watford.
Well, Al, unbelievable. 29 points they're sitting on. 10th in the league at the moment. Won 9 games at home, drawn 1 away, and drawn 1 at home. So that is their record.
What a memory you've got.
It's unbelievable. I mean, well, Burnley, I tell you what, if you backed him every single game this season at home, you'd be wild quids in. Because they're always 2-1. Everybody expects them to lose at home.
Yeah.
They don't lose. But away from home, I think I've gone for a draw on this one. I think Watford would be on a high, beating Arsenal. But I think Burnley will go there organised, and I can see this being like a 0-0, 1-1.
Stoke had the draw against Everton at home. They travel to the Hawthorns, West Brom. Again, I think it's a toss of a coin.
I was at the Hawthorns against Sunderland, and they played well, Albion, especially down the right-hand side. Phillips has been a good signing for them on the right-hand side. Now they brought in that midfield is very experienced, with the likes of Fletcher in there, Morrison. You know, they've got good experience in there. So this one's a hard one to call. I think I'll probably sit on the fence again, maybe. Crouch again, we've got to mention him. He's getting 100 goals, 100 Premier League goals. So he's in the 100 club now. Well done to him. But Stoke, you never know what you're going to get with Stoke. They could go to the Hawthorns and get a result. But I think I've gone for a draw on this one.
Have you? Score draw. Looking at the top then, Chelsea 56. Spurs, Arsenal both on 47. Liverpool 46, Man City 46. I think City will be Chelsea's biggest challenger.
Yeah.
I think he's come to grips. The goalkeeper's not good enough. He's got company back. He's got Jesus coming, you know, back in over from the Brazilian. I think City could go on a run and could. If Chelsea falter, City, I think, now are the only side that can push them.
Yeah, I totally agree. With the squad they've got and with the players coming back in, and it'd be interesting to see what he does with Aguero. He's not going to like that, is he, sitting on the bench?
Oh, he's a great player.
And,
well,
and you got to see what's going to happen in the season. Will he move on, Al? I reckon he could leave Man City. I know they're talking about a new contract. Don't know, but he's a top player, there's no doubt. But, you know, I look at Manchester United, they'd be kicking themselves. You know, they could have put the pressure back onto the teams above them. Do you still think Man United have been in the top four?
I want to say yes, but that result last night deflated me. It really did. I thought they must beat Hull at Old Trafford. So I just...
Goals has been their problem, hasn't it? Scoring goals. Look at how many goals they've scored this season. 33. If you look at teams above them.
Yeah.
Man City, 47.
Some of them have got
Liverpool,
15
52.
To 20 points more,
Arsenal, 51. Tottenham, 45. Chelsea, 48. The goals has been their problem.
There's nothing in it, is there, Ray? If you think about it. You know, 4 points between United, City, Liverpool, and 5... between Spurs and Arsenal. But yes, I've had a bet United will finish
top
four.
I think it's so hard to call the top
and I've had a bet they'll finish above Liverpool as well.
Top six is going to be really difficult. I think it's going to chop and change every single week. I think the bookmakers will be changing their odds all the time about top four. I think Chelsea will go on and win the league. I think they'll be too strong. But the top four, I think it's so difficult to call at the moment, especially when the Champions League football starts getting out.
Yeah, and that bottom as well, Ray. Davy's got to go for a win against Palace. A draw's not, a draw. I think he's got to go there and get a victory. And suddenly they're 19 points. And if Leicester and Swansea mess up and Borough mess up, they're only two behind them.
Well, the games this weekend, all the bottom sides are playing against big teams, aren't they? If you look at Palace and Sunderland. If you look at the others, Hull playing Liverpool, massive game. Bournemouth is going to be difficult away against Everton. Then you look at down a little bit further on, Man City are playing Swansea, Leicester are playing Man United. Yeah. So they've all got big games down the bottom. So if anybody can nick a point out of one of them games, that could be a massive boost for them to start this season.
If Hull, if they manage to win, they go 20, and then it's end to play for.
Yeah. Well, Swansea, Paul Clement as well. Let's give him a bit of credit because he came in and everybody was going, oh, Paul Clement's back, but he's had two wins on the bounce now. Sam will be hoping to get two wins on the bounce if they can beat Sunderland. And Leicester got to be very careful. They really have. I just think they've got enough Leicester to stay up.
You
just
mentioned
about
Champions League, Ray, and I hope I'm desperately wrong. I really do. But I've just got a horrible feeling.
All the English clubs are out.
I just feel we can't defend. And I think the likes of Seville, Monaco are scoring goals, and Bayern. And too many people are telling me, oh, Bayern are not the same Bayern. Mm. I've got a bad feeling about Arsenal.
Well, I'm going to hopefully be going to Munich now. I'm get my passport back.
I'm in the old Double Diamond Club for the home leg. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there as well.
I'll get you off for a glass of bubbly.
See if you can get me in now. Is that all right? But look.
He's like a hero at Arsenal,
Man City, what can I say about Man City? I think they might do all right. I think they get through. I think they beat Monaco, yeah.
Well, I
think Seville beat Leicester. Leicester have done brilliant just to get into the last 16. Their first ever appearance in the Champions League. So they'd be delighted with that. And I think Arsenal, really hard one to call. I think they've got to stay in the game in the first leg, come back to the Emirates. But it seems that the Emirates, they seem to muck it up a lot.
Yeah.
You saw the Monaco game, he was there.
They're still the vocal.
And do you know what, Al? What an atmosphere. Seriously, the German supporters, they make an absolute party. They land into London in the morning. They have a party all day. And the atmosphere in the ground is unbelievable. Mm. They make it. And
it's going to be great.
It's going to be a brilliant few weeks for the English clubs, hopefully.
Ray, good luck at the weekend, mate.
Cheers, Al.
Enjoy the game at the Bridge. Chelsea, Arsenal.
So.
Ray Parler on Up Front with Alan Brazil. Thank you. Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.